Welcome to the Boys Basketball Preview Edition of the High School Playbook, the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. We start off in Sparta, where the Warriors have standout player Grant Slatton, who scored 37 and 34 points in two games last week.
Started since he was a freshman, and, you know, he got hurt and missed 10 games his freshman year. He broke his eye socket down at the cab, but he's really a, you know, his dad's a former coach, and he really works hard, and it's just been it's been nice, you know. It's really nice as a coach knowing you got somebody can go out and get you 20, you know, each and every night. So, but he's off to a good start this year.
What about the rest of those guys out there on the floor with him?
Well, you know, Mason was all district last year, and he's really he's not shot the ball well the first two games, but he's really played every aspect of the game. You know, he's a senior. He's strong. He can handle the ball. He can rebound. You know, he's and his shooting will come. He's just played really well, you know, in all aspects of the game. Keegan is, you know, as our point guard, and he runs the team, and he's played the first two games. He's played fantastic, and he's, you know, really one of the quickest kids in the district. So, you know, we're glad he's playing well. And then you have Micah Webster, who, you know, he's 6'7", and, you know, we want a little bit more scoring, but, you know, he's rebounded the ball, and he gives us great minutes. And Austin Burchett was as another – senior, he was defensive player of the year last year in the district, and you know, he's just all over the place all the time. You know, high energy, good motor. Let's see, Cade Clark is probably as good all-around player as there is. You know, he rebounds, he takes charges, he can hit the three. You know, he can stretch the defense. You know, and then we have Tanner Paul, who's his first year playing. He's a junior, and he's about 6'4" now. He's grown a lot. He can run the point guard. He's long and good shooter.
Coach Mitchell, what is your defensive philosophy with this group this year?
We've been predominantly a 1-3-1, defensive team. But this group, you know, with my depth, and, you know, I've got an 8-man rotation, and even got some older guys that, you know, they're 9th and 10th man. But defensively, you know, we're much better. We've been working really hard in man-to-man defense, and we like to play up tempo, and we'll spot pressure a little bit, but. You know, when they're clicking on all cylinders, they're really strong, really quick, and they get out in the passing lanes. And our size thus far, our length and size has bothered the first two teams that we played.
If you could look down at the end of the season and say y'all had a successful year at White County, what would that look like?
A trip to the state tournament. You know, I mean, success is measured in a lot of different ways, and, you know, I know a couple of years ago we were 29-0 and had one bad game in the semifinals region against Bradley Central, and it just seemed, you know, it still haunts us to this day. But, you know, success is measured a lot of different ways. The first thing we want to do is we want to win the district, and then we want to win the district tournament, and then we host the district and region this year, so we want to the first round of the region satellite. And, you know, it's going to be a tough game because you have Bradley, Cleveland, East Hamilton, Walker Valley, those guys over there. That you have to play to get in to the semifinals, which is at Sparta. But we want to get to the region, and we want to play in the regional finals, win it, and then go to the sub-state.
And, Coach, I know you mentioned the district tournament and the region tournament in White County for the first time since 1984. I know you've got to get there, and you've got to win the games to get there. How big of an advantage could it potentially be for your basketball team to have those games at home?
Well, I mean, Roy Soule Gymnasium's like no other. You know, I coached at Pickett County. I coached over in Loudoun in East Tennessee, and then I've been here for 16 years, and there's no gym like it when it's rocking. It's as loud as any gym that I've ever been in, and it's such a – our students do such a good job, and they're like the sixth man up there, the Maroon Maniacs, and it's a big advantage. We don't have to travel. Our court, you know, is a little bit – smaller than most, so we're able to get out and trap stuff. But, you know, it's a big advantage to us.
We take a quick trip south on 111 from Sparta to Spencer to hear how Van Buren County head coach Dustin Sullivan would define a successful season.
I think most coaches would all say the same thing, and it would be that, you know, that we're a better team at the end of the year than we are right now. You know, we talked about that the last night after our game Thursday. It was just that, you know, the goal is to get better every day.
Coach, you went 8-0 in your district play last year. What's it going to take for you guys to replicate that kind of success?
We're going to have to take care of the ball a little bit better than we did Thursday night, that's for sure. We played a good team. didn't handle pressure very well. So we'll have to have some, and we'll have to have some younger guys step up. Right now, we've got a lot of inexperience out on the floor, and those guys are going to have to grow up in a hurry and get that experience that they need.
And coach, you talk about some of those younger guys. Who specifically has stepped up into some roles where maybe they weren't playing at all last year, or they're new to your team?
Well, Austin Hodges is almost everybody on our team. Before I name people, are guys that didn't play a whole lot of minutes last year. We had two guys returning that got meaningful minutes last year, and one of them is hurt. So right now we're playing with one kid that played meaningful high school basketball minutes last year. Austin Hodges was out last year. He's back, but he's got to take on a leadership role and really help us score the basketball. John Allen's a sophomore who didn't get to play much last year, who has had to step in and take over the point guard duties, and he's having to keep the ball in his hands and get it to where it needs to be a lot more than we had anticipated him having to do so far.
And when we look at Van Buren County on defense, what's your philosophy for this team this year, and what are y'all running out there?
Mostly the first two games we've played almost zone. I love to play man, but right now I've felt like that our best chance has been to mix up some zones. I hope, I kind of think that's probably where we'll stay. We'll try to not be so predictable as we have been, early. But that's what we've done so far, and looks like probably what we'll roll with.
In segment two, we make our first trip into Putnam County to visit with head coach Bobby McWilliams and the Upperman Bees. Welcome back to segment two of the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders. Let's listen in to hear what Coach McWilliams expects from his team this season.
I do know that if I can look back as a coach and feel like our kids got better individually and got better as a team, and if we could ever, get to where we were playing what I felt like was our full potential, heading into the tournaments, then for me that would be, as close as you could say as being successful. Whatever level that takes you to, I don't know, but this team has got a lot of room to improve, and they've got a good start on where they're at. So, as far as the coach is concerned, we expect our kids to keep working every day and just to see what level we can get to, or to see if we can just really kind of max out who we are, and we want to do that, at the end of the year, obviously. So,
Coach McWilliams, what is your defensive philosophy with this group?
We're trying to make sure we're in the right spot at the right time, but we'll apply a little pressure to the ball and make sure we keep people off the offensive boards, and trying to let them get the ball every time down the floor where they want to get it to. But I think putting pressure on the ball, trying to create turnovers, speed up the offense a little bit, I think is kind of where we're looking to focus a little bit more than we have in the past couple of years. So that's an area we need to improve on, and that's what we're trying to focus on right now.
Who in your district do you think poses the biggest competition?
Well, I mean, traditionally our league's very strong, and we have teams that have consistently gotten better from start to finish in our league. So what you see in December won't be the same as what you see probably in February, March, but just by looking at what everybody has returning, York, Watertown, and Livingston are three teams that I feel like they have a lot returning. Cannon County has a lot returning as well, and so does the Gab. I think Smith County's playing some young kids right now, and they're going to keep getting better. We know that. Macon County's got a new coach, so they're adjusting as well. So I just think from top to bottom in our league, if you're not ready to play, then on the road especially, you're asking for trouble. Looking at it as a whole picture, I think just based on what everybody's got coming back from last year and how they finished up, York obviously I think is probably favored to win our league if you ask anybody around here, and then Livingston's always traditionally good. and O'Cannon and DeKalb also have quite a bit back, but I think Watertown's really good as well. I think they're super athletic and got one of the better players in the league, and Coach Bradshaw does a good job. So they're going to be hard for anybody to beat when it comes down to it as well. It's a pretty strong league from top to bottom, basically.
And you talked about being off to a good start already. You've got a big win over Riverdale, and I think if you asked just the average person, Upperman or Riverdale in basketball, most people might have said Riverdale, but you guys really came out and clamped down on them early, and that's a really great win for your program.
Well, it is. It is. You know, anytime you beat in the Triple A's, it speaks good for your team. But you know, we front loaded our schedule to play against some teams that have been traditionally very good, and we wanted to see what our weaknesses were early, and these teams that we're playing have the opportunity to exploit that for sure, just based on, size, speed, and athleticism. So that was a good win for us. Get off to a good start. I feel like our kids came ready to play, and, we're just trying to carry that from one game at a time. But, traditionally looking over the past, over the history and the course of our program, we feel like we can compete with most any team any time. So hopefully we can keep that going, but we sure have some really tough games in front of us. Obviously, you look at their schedule, it's deep, littered with AAA teams. And, we go tomorrow night to King's Academy, who's, got four kids on there for sure that are next-level kids. And, we're not used to seeing that size at 6'10", 6'8", 6'6". So that's going to be a challenge for us. But, that's why I did it, and I wanted us to be exposed, to see what we can prove on early in the year. But really proud of our kids, what we've done to this point. But, you don't win championships right now. So, and that's what we're after, is trying to, get ourselves in position to do that. We're going to have to keep getting better and bring it every day to practice. And these guys have been fun to coach, so we'll see what we can get to.
And, Coach, last question here. You talk about front-loading your schedule, and the ultimate goal is to be playing your best basketball at tournament time.
Oh, yeah, that's, kind of one of the reasons you do it. And when you play teams that have, good athleticism, they're well coached, and have traditionally had winning teams, they're going to expose things that are, that are really challenging as far as, what maybe you don't do well. And that's kind of why we're doing this, to see where we're at and what we need to work on in order to be able to compete with, teams that are maybe a lot bigger, a lot faster, a lot stronger than we are, especially when it comes to tournament time. So these games early will get us ready for our district, and hopefully, we'll be, like you said, be able to reflect on them when we get closer to tournament time, and it'll be a positive experience for us.
For segment three, we travel north from Baxter to Pickett County and Clark Range. At the halfway mark of the high school playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders, we are in Pickett County with Pickett County legend and head coach Joseph Aminette. How do things look two games into the season, Coach?
I think as far as a team, we've actually shot the ball better than we did a year ago. Zach's made some shots, but so have a lot of the other players. Will Aminette has. John Parker Reagan's shooting at a real high percentage, and so is Slade Copeland, Luke Smith, and Mark Smith. So I think overall as a team, I think we're a year older than we were a year ago. The game doesn't seem as fast as it did. It's slowing down a little bit for us. And I think all in all, we're shooting the ball pretty well as a team. So especially compared to last season.
And you have a chance to do some special things when the ball and the game start slowing down some for those players and they get real comfortable playing.
Oh, you do. A guy told me one time, you'll be as good a player as you can be until the game gets too fast for you. So, I think that's a big difference in our team this year. The game isn't as fast. We're playing faster, but it just doesn't seem as fast to them. They're a year older. They're more mature, and it gives them an opportunity to be more comfortable.
I don't think y'all lost any seniors from last year. You had to play a bunch of young kids last year, and that's got to pay off for them as they get older in their careers.
I mean, I think so. We're still really young. We still only have two seniors on this team, and playing some kids like Slade Copeland, that's a junior this year, that is really getting a chance to get some good minutes minutes for the first time in his career. He played some last year, but not the minutes that he's getting to play this year. So I think it as the season goes on, we're still really young, probably still the youngest team in the in our district.
And for those of us who haven't got to see Pickett County basketball yet this year, what is your philosophy and what are you doing on defense?
You know, I think defensively we like to mix it up. We like to play man-to-man defense, of course, like most people do. But we like to throw some combinations of the thing. We like a fast-paced game. We like to try to hurry you up a little, and we like to get as many possessions as we can get by turning you over.
And if you could look down from now to the end of the season and you would say that Pickett County had a successful basketball season, what would that look like?
You know, I think we're just trying to be the best version of what we can be, and as a collectively and as individuals, as players. You know, we just want to get into a situation they each can feel up to their full potential at where they're at in their career. And whatever that, you know, wherever that puts us is where it's going to put us.
And do you have anyone that's maybe a freshman or who has not got to play very much in the past that you're looking to step up and play some big minutes for you guys this year in Pickett County?
You know, I think Caleb Lowhorn's a kid that's a sophomore that that didn't get any time last year as a freshman. And this year, he's going to get an opportunity. You know, he's played some pretty significant minutes in both our first games. And he's in that position of that, you know, you get to be that seventh, eighth guy. It's kind of hard because your minutes are somewhat dictated by what goes on in the ball game with foul trouble and other things. But I look for, look for Caleb to have an opportunity to grow.
We leave Pickett County to travel to Clark Range where we find out what the Buffaloes have to do to win some close games this season.
First of all, you know, it just comes down to execution. With the close games, a team that executes the best usually comes out, not making as many mistakes. Right now we're trying to cut down on our turnovers to become a little bit better ball club.
And Coach, are you replacing anyone from last season that's going to be really tough to replace?
Five seniors last year, and all of them started at one point in time, and they've moved on. And, you know, what we had last year was some really good lengths. You know, several of them was 6 foot, 6'1". Not necessarily tall players, but a good average height and good length on them, and which made our defense very good.
And who are you looking to on your team currently right now to step up and replace those guys?
Well, we got three seniors this year. Nate Hall has done a fantastic job. He's been working hard ever since last year was over with. He's wanting to have a good senior year, and he's been real solid for us. Keith White is another senior who's a really extreme good shooter, got a lot of potential. And Gatlin LaRue, who's probably the strongest player I've ever had. So those three seniors right there have got to step up for us. And
when we watch the Clark Range Buffaloes play this year, what will that look like on the offensive end of the floor?
Well, hopefully we're going to space you out. We like the dribble drive offense where you try to get a one-on-one and try to attack the rim and then kick out to whoever the defense leaves open. But, that's what we're trying to do. Still got a lot of work to go, but we're trying to work on spacing.
Coach, do you have any young players, being freshmen or someone who didn't play very much at all for you last year that need to step into a role this year?
Our junior, Anthony Cottle, he got hurt in the first game against Macon County, and we still not heard how bad it is. We're afraid he's going to be out for a long time, but he hurt his knee Tuesday night against Macon County, and so he was one of those guys that was more than capable of stepping up and helping us lead us this year. But we've got two sophomores right now, Connor LaRue and Joshua Durham, that have been starting for us, and they've got to step up and play older than they are.
And Coach, what is your defensive philosophy for this group this year?
We've always played matchup defense that tries to guard the ball one on one, and everybody else tries to get into help side, and we kind of it has a lot of man principles. But it also more like a zone. And so, that's our choice of defense. And, it's been successful for us for several years now. And Hopefully we're running it pretty good, but, you know, obviously every year you've got different players in there and everybody's got to learn how to do it and how to read each other and count on each other. And
if you were to look down at the end of your season and said, Clark Range, we had a successful season, what would that look like?
Well, it's going to be if we get better. And that's what we try to do every year is, you know, be playing, getting better as a team, getting better as individuals, from now until the end of the year. And, you know, I don't know, you know, some coaches, you know, will say or think or, you know, that you got to have a winning record, and I want a winning record as well. But you got what you got, and you got to try to get those guys playing better and try to develop them into good players. And so that's what we're going to try to do here. And we hope we have a winning record. We hope we, you know, like last year, we were picked 8th in the district and, you know, missed a free throw with 10 seconds left to, that would have took us into, the sub-state. So, you know, that, even though we had a losing record, I thought that was pretty successful last year.
In segment 4, we visit with Coach Chris Sullins in Warren County and with Coach Thomas at Jackson County. Thank you for joining us for segment 4 of the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders. Coach Sullins, how do you think things look with Warren County a few games into the season?
You know, offensively, I think that we're where we want to be. I think we've got some kids that can really score the basketball. I think the problem that we're having right now, it would be on the defensive end. We're not a big, strong basketball team. We've got to use some speed and some quickness. And right now, we're not rebounding the ball as well as we'd like. And defensively, I don't think we're getting as many stops. But we're a young basketball team in this aspect. We have 2 transfers that came in. We only start 1 senior. We've got some kids that have some experience, but they've never had this experience in these kind of roles. So we've always said it's a tournament game. We're trying to get better coming into January and February.
What are y'all running on defense right now?
Right now we're probably running in probably about 85% to 90% man. We do trap the basketball out of some of our zone press. And, of course, we try to be multiple, but we're not a big basketball team. So we have to get out and kind of pressure the basketball. We can't let the basketball just enter the painted area because it seemed the other night against a big, strong community basketball team. If it gets in that area, we're in trouble. Kind of our philosophy right now is we got to win the first 90 feet because in the last 4 feet it could be a toss. It could be a toss of the coin right now, especially boarding the basketball. So,
and Coach Sullins, I know you've talked about you have 2 transfers, and I know you've pulled 1 freshman up. How are those new guys kind of assimilating and getting their feet wet? And
well, I think all 3 of them done an excellent job. Caden Rutledge the other night, you know, he's a freshman, and he's got a bright future. I think he'll be one of the top players in not only in the district, but probably in the Upper Cumberland before it's all said and done. You know, he scored 11 points the other night. We know he can score the basketball. I think the speed of the game is probably something that he's struggling with a little bit. It is a lot faster than anything he's been accustomed to. And then, of course, D. Spates and Grant King, those are 2 kids. You know, D's a junior and Grant's a senior that transferred in from Tullahoma. Those kids have been around this level of basketball for some time. So, and they're just really good teammates.
If you were able to look down to the end of the season and say Warren County basketball had a successful year, what would that look like in your eyes?
Well, it's funny when you say that because we've had back-to-back winning seasons, and that's the first time that's happened in over 2 decades. So the success at Warren County at times is probably not the success that we want to have, so to speak. Every year we're trying to get to the region finals. We want to be in a region semifinal game looking to get to the region finals. And if we get to the sectionals, that is an excellent year for our basketball team. The problem we have is we've got to have young men that understand what it takes to get there. I think that times we're okay with being okay. Last year you have a lot of people say, well, you had your 2nd winning season. And I just, looking at it, it wasn't successful as we wanted it to be. So success would be in the wins and loss column. We're trying to get to the region final. That's always the first goal. We want to be a district, in the district finals. That's the next, that's always a goal. Another thing we want to do, we want our young men to represent Warren County the right way. We want them to play the right way. We want them to be young men that when younger people, come to our games, they look and say, that's where I want to be in the next 5 or 6 years.
And not that losing's ever okay, but you would rather take some lumps and figure out some things the hard way right now than have to do it later in the season.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the other night against Community, we went up against a basketball team that probably had, I think they had all five returning starters for the last couple of years. Our game management was something at the end of the basketball game that we have to work on. We got to understand how big and strong the other teams are. So we have to be very fundamentally sound in some areas. And those things came back and bit us late in the basketball game. Those are good learning lessons that I think our guys can take and apply. We go to the practice floor and we show them the film of the things that we have to improve on. And these kids, I believe, do want to get better. We coach a great group of young men.
Who do you have that's returned to your team from last year's team that you need to step up and take into some of those roles and replace some of those seniors?
That's a good question, and I would say that probably there's two guys. I think Cedric Cox is a young man. He was, he was honorable mention All-District last year, but he's also a young man we think that can step his game up on the defensive end, rebounding in for our basketball team. We know he can shoot the basketball. And as always, guys like C.J. Taylor and Aiden Cummins, those are two guys that play multiple spots for us. They're put in a lot of positions. C.J.'s a kid that's a leader inside of our school building. Guys respond to how he's playing. We need young men like that, along with a young man like Dante Elam that's probably going to run the point guard in critical situations for us. We need those young men to be stable forces on our basketball team.
From McMinnville, we now travel to Gainesboro to see how head coach Kevin Thomas looks to replace six seniors from last year's unit.
We have two freshmen that's come in that has really grown over the summer and progressed as players, and that's Hayden Stacy and Jordan Arroyo. And then I have another sophomore that's really come into his own that I think is going to make a pretty good player one of these days, Ramon Cuevas. And those kids they can score the basketball.
Coach, if you had to look down at the end of your season and say Jackson County basketball had a successful year, what would that look like?
Well, in terms of us just getting better all year, you know, when you're going to play three of your eight that you're playing, two freshmen and a sophomore, and you know, you only have two seniors, to see that improvement come. And, you know, it's just like anything else, basketball is a tournament game, and I would love to see these kids, you know, get to that region semifinal game. And
I counted up that you lost 14 games by 10 or less points. How are you going to close out some of those close games this season in Jackson County?
A lot of that's learning how to win, you know, what it takes to win those close games, and that's on both ends of the floor, and hopefully we make better decisions with the ball, and, you know, coming down, taking care of the ball, and making free throws at the end, and I tell the kids all the time, everybody out there on the court, all five of them, have to want the ball at the end of the game. We can't have people going to, you know, hide, run to the corner, and leave it up to somebody else.
Coach, what is the Jackson County Blue Devils? How are they going to look on the offensive end of the floor this season?
We're trying to get more into transition, pushing the ball a little more. And you know, right now we're really trying to have everybody contribute. We want to be multiple as far as scorers. We're priding ourselves on we got some guys that can score the basketball, and they need to take it, their opportunities, and be aggressive with it. And hopefully that will make us harder to guard at the end of the year.
And what is your defensive philosophy for this team this year?
Well, we changed some. I've predominantly been man in my coaching career, and we're still playing man in quite a bit of that, but we're trying to look at multiple zones.
How crucial is it to play good defense and to turn people over and get rebounds off the board quick so you can get the ball to the other end of the floor quickly?
Just extremely important to us to try to get that, a really good shot early. That makes a big difference. You know, last year we averaged just right at 50 points a game. We are sure wanting to get to 55 or 60. And if you can, you know, steal three or four layups a game, you know, and that helps.
Who do you have in mind, or who are you hoping that steps up and wants the ball at the end of the game?
Well, I know I've got a kid that's not afraid to take the shot. I mean, Eli Burris has played for me now. This is his third year. He played some as a freshman, started last year. I mean, he's going to go. He'll be a guy that's not afraid to step up and take that shot at the end of the game.
We hope you will join us for the fifth and final segment of the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders, as we check in with district rivals Monterey and Clay County. And just like that, the fifth and final segment of the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders. Monterey's basketball team averages over 81 points a game through three games this season. Coach West, are you concerned that you only scored 73 points in the last game?
Well, everything's concerning always, I guess, at this point, but I think part of it is we've just shot the ball well. We didn't shoot as well in the game. We scored 73, had a couple more turnovers than we had in the other two games. But as far as concerning, we're just trying to continue to move toward, perfection, as every coach probably would be trying to do.
Coach West, if you could look down at the end of your season and say the Monterey Wildcats had a successful year, what would that look like?
Well, obviously a lot of wins during the season, but even more, a great tournament run. A lot of excitement for our fans, but really that's kind of the way we evaluate it, is that we have not only the wins that put us in a good position and really develop us as we go along, but the postseason, obviously we want to be a big part of that as we get to that point.
What are y'all doing on offense to get so many good looks and get some good shots up?
Yeah, we move the ball well. I'll give my guys that credit at this point in the year. The ball doesn't stick a lot, you know, that's up and down the floor really quick, and our guys are making the shots when they're open and passing on it when another guy has a better shot. And, you know, that's really the success for our point scoring so far early this season.
Coach, have you had any young players step up that surprised you or that we need to have an eye out for?
A lot of our guys that we have now have just had experience. They've just developed. They've developed themselves and developed their game. And, you know, we've had them all. We've all had an opportunity to play a little bit last year. And so now this year they're in a situation where they've just kind of come in and done well. And the youngest kid that will probably see time night in, night out is the sophomore, Silas Randolph.
And well, Coach, go ahead and talk to us about some of those familiar faces and who's been stepping up early this year.
We have a rotation that's a little different. You know, most teams have an eight-man rotation. We rotate eight night in, night out, but we go a little deeper than that in some instances, kind of because we've got kids who have the ability to play. And our starting five for the first few games has been Silas Randolph, Kevin Borjas, Peyton West, Caden Jones, and Jackson Billings. Those have been our first five on the floor, and those guys have all done great, getting up down the floor, obviously posting up, being unselfish with the ball, and they're a little bit more communicative. You know, they talk a little more. And then off the bench, we've been playing Cody Allen, Tucker Phillips, Noah Sailors, and Jackson Shore has been getting some time, but that gets us to our eight before Shore, and then Shore comes in and gives us some minutes there. But our bench has been great. You know, they've played well. They've really improved from last year. I'm proud of where they're at, and hopefully we can continue to improve. We've got a few weaknesses we really got to get figured out.
It's not really one person going off for, you know, 35 or 45 or anything like that. You've got a lot of scoring from a lot of different people so far early in the year.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. We are not we're not a one-trick pony. We've got multiple guys who are able to put the ball in the basket, and that's been good for us. I've been happy with that. The Moore County game's a good example. We didn't play well. We came out flat. We'd set for all day in that game and came back and played 6 hours in between two games, and our guys were able to put five guys in double figures, which, you know, this doesn't happen too many times in high school basketball. And we even had another kid that was right on the verge of double, so we could have almost had six guys. And I really don't think, as a coach, that I've ever had six players with double figures.
What's your philosophy for this team's defense this season?
We're getting better there. That's going to be one of the points of focus and trying to get better. And we've played man. We've played zone. We'll do whatever we need to do to try to counteract what the other team does, but sometimes it's, you know, things that we think we do well. And defensively, we've got times where we can get out and get a little pressure on people and get in the passing lanes and, you know, and things like that.
Coach Edwards at Clay County needs some young players to fill the roles of the graduated seniors he lost from last season. Let's see exactly who he's talking about.
Probably the same guys pretty much that you talked about in football, I guess. Alec Kerr is one of those freshmen. Keaton Arms, John Hamilton's about a 6'5" post guy that's going to play some minutes for us probably, but as a group they're one of the better groups that have come through the halls.
Who do you have that's played for you last year that you need to step up and fill some of those shoes for those seniors before those freshmen do?
we got two guys returning that'll be seniors. That's Jake Ashlock and Mason Sharp. They already know what's expected and what they have to do. And junior Gunner Silk, he'll be taking over the point guard role from Kimes. And then we've got some sophomores that are going to fill in those spots. Grant Strong is a really talented player, brings a lot to the table offensively. And then Jeff Spivey is another knockdown shooter and does a lot of stuff for us defensively and on the glass as well.
Coach Edwards, what's your defensive philosophy for this team this year?
We have to establish an identity as to what we're going to be. I think we could do a couple different things. We could probably trap and play some zone with our length. We got some long guys, traditionally we've been a man team, so that's what we're trying to do right now and mix in a little zone from time to time. So
you had some battles with Monterey last year, and I believe you beat them four times. Just what makes those games such good matchups for you guys? And
a lot of good players on both teams. Coach West does a good job there with his guys and getting the right matchups and trying to take away other team's strengths. And we feel like we have a lot in common as the way that we coach defensively, at least. It made for some really good matchups last season.
Thank you for joining us on the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. Be sure to log on to ucsportsnation.com throughout the week to see how your favorite high school teams are performing. ucsportsnation.com, driven by East Tennessee Dodge.